Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Ballard in Seattle, which used to be a sleepy fisherman's village populated by Scandinavian immigrants. But today it's an up-and-coming neighborhood with young people and trendy oyster bars moving in. Reporter Eilish O'Neill headed out with Seattle food writer Chen Chu to discover the taste of Ballard, both old and new.
This part of Ballard I would still call kind of old Ballard. It's fairly residential. A lot of the houses, like the original houses in Ballard, were built kind of like a small box. Like it looks like immigrants had to come and they had to just set up and start living. I have a friend who jokes, his daughter goes to elementary school in Ballard. And when they talk about diversity, they're like, hey, which Scandinavian country is your family from? Right now we are outside Larson's Bakery, which has been here since the 70s. And it was started by Mr. Larson, who is from Denmark. They're known for the kringle. But essentially, it is shaped like a pretzel, and it's got like a sugary glaze over it. It's sweet, it's delightful, very traditional.
Great, let's head in.
I am intrigued to try the kringle.
Anything else?
We're gonna get the spinach feta.
Okay.
Thank you. Which do you want to try first?
Let's see. Let's start with the savory, so then we can like end on a sweet note. All right. So I'm cutting into this. Let's see. Huh. It's kind of interesting because it has kind of like a traditional shape with the ridges on top. But it's interesting that it's spinach and feta because that's a pretty common filling for croissants that I've seen in town. I feel like maybe it's like Mr. Larson's way of, you know, staying modern and keeping tradition, but also playing to what people might want today. Should we try it?
What do you think?
I like it.
The pastry is definitely super buttery.
Yes. It's very, very, very buttery. I mean, you can kind of even see the like two layers of butter, especially on the bottom of it. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go wrong with something that's buttery and flaky.
Yeah, it definitely feels like not a traditional Scandinavian pastry and more a Ballard version of a Scandinavian pastry. Do we want to try the next
thing? Let's do it. Okay. Wow. This, you can tell it's so sweet. Because look inside, you can see like the glistening. I mean, it's glistening from butter, but I think it's also glistening from just a sugary glaze. Or is it filled with almond paste? Oh my gosh. Still has the marzipan in it. It's still sweet. It's still delightful. Has great texture. I like how they slice the almonds. I answer to people who are like, hey, I want to see what Ballard used to be like. I think I would say, yeah, come to this part of Ballard. Go walk around the residential streets and see these houses that were built when these immigrants from Scandinavia came over, and make a pit stop at Larson's.
So we've changed locations. Where are we now?
Right now we are still in Ballard. We are really close to the Ballard Locks, which is a spot that a lot of tourists like to go to see the salmon spawn, but a lot of locals just like coming here too. We're at a place called Lock Spot Cafe that has a big sign that says world famous fish and chips, and it has this whole like mermaid and water scene going on.
If you keep going down this street, you end up at swanky apartment buildings next door to old fishermen's huts that are totally run down. Maybe look like they have two rooms in them, and there's old fishing gear on the front porch, and I feel like the Lock Spot is kind of like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This place looks like it probably hasn't been updated in a really, really long time, and in a really good way. It feels very, what's the word, divey?
So tell me a little bit about the vibe now that we're inside.
It kind of feels like you could be on a big ship, like a big old ship. There's a lot of wood paneling. There's like a wooden sailor in here. It's pretty low ceilings.
What do we have in front of us?
All right, we got two baskets of fish and chips. So it comes in your typical like red plastic basket with a checkered kind of tissue paper. And we each have like one big thing of fried fish in front of us, cod. And then a bunch of yummy looking fries underneath and some tartar sauce and a lemon. I'm just ripping it apart with my hands. It's really hot. Fresh off the fryer. It's a pretty good batter. I'm impressed. It looks like there's like, the batter has some herbs and seasoning in it, so it's not just big fried mass. I like the tartar sauce. I think it's perfect. I think that it has a little bit of tang, which you want. It's the right kind of creamy consistency. Thumbs up on the tartar sauce.
So would you recommend this to your friends?
If it's for a friend who enjoys sort of the authentic sort of feel and wants to get a, like a little kind of preview into old school Ballard, I would absolutely recommend this spot. There's a really good energy in here, and I like the low ceilings. I like how it's divey. It feels really cozy and fun. From Walk Spot in the canal, we walked what? We walked maybe 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, poof, in 10 minutes, it was like all sorts of people dressed up and excited to be out and about. You know, bars that had like really poppy drinks and hardwood floors, like everything that you would check off as like, yep, hip, check, hip, check.
The menu is already a lot fancier than the last place where
we were. First of all, check out the binding on this and their beautiful logo. The place is called Barnacle, so it makes sense that they would have seafood. So they have like a rockfish carpaccio, they have sardines, Italian, Spanish sardines, anchovies. Good, how you doing? I'm not used to seeing you here. Are you?
I know. I am now the chef de cuisine here, so
awesome.
But what can I get for you guys?
Oh yes. What are we getting? We wanted to get the porcini crudo.
So unfortunately, the porcinis are just a little bit long, so they're not beautiful for a crudo. We're doing a bruschetta instead with it, with a little bit of shaved egg, parsley.
What are you loving on this menu?
Man, I am loving the porcinis. I mean, they're in season, they're perfect right now. I really like the beef tureen and the rockfish crudo. We have one left.
Let's do that. I can already smell the bread. It smells amazing. Like that sourdough.
It's divine. It's so soft. And then it's served with olive oil and salt. And the olive oil is such like a grassy, high quality olive oil. Oh, I can literally eat the whole loaf.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. So it's rockfish carpaccio, so it's like thinly sliced pieces of raw rockfish that I'm guessing has been marinated with like lemon and olive oil. We're seeing some parsley on it. I think they said there was some chili oil in this as well.
It's surprisingly spicy. Yes. It really has a bite.
Yeah, the aftertaste is spicy. I love it. It's very summery. Definitely seems very like a very much a Pacific Northwest dish. Speaking of a destination, if you want something special, I mean, right behind us, we've got a group of several ladies who are celebrating their friend getting married. So there's a bachelorette party happening behind us. This is definitely more of a, hey, I want to go somewhere really hip.
What's interesting to me is that this is kind of in the heart of what used to be industrial Ballard. It is this old industrial landscape with hip restaurants installed in what were once industrial buildings.
That was food writer Chen Chu guiding Monocle's Eilish O'Neill in the Seattle neighborhood of Ballard. This has been episode number 40 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.